Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Gregory Stories, the radio show about the life and times of Gregory Girard, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter. Your host is Gregory Girard, a.k.a. G-Money, the self-proclaimed pimp comic, and the teacher from the streets. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard. You can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, and leave a comment. If you're an artist with original music or lyrics, just send your press kit to Gregory at bigmouthgbg@juno.com. On today's show, Gregory tells more stories from his life and takes calls from his listening audience. To listen in or join the conversation, go to blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard or call 563-999-3560. That's 563-999-3560. And now, here's your host, Gregory Girard.
What's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G-Money, the pimp comic, and I'm hosting Gregory's Story. It's the internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I'm broadcasting on 7 continents so that everybody can pull up the radio show and listen to the activities I'm talking about. I got the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year for 2022. So welcome, everybody. That's right, welcome, everybody, to Gregory's Stories. Well, I'm G-Money, the pimp comic, and I want to talk about Major League Baseball. Let's talk about G-Money Sports Report right now.
Take me out to the ball game. Take me out with the crowd.
Buy me some peanuts, some crack.
Some crack?
Buy me some peanuts, some crack.
Some crack?
Buy me some peanuts, some crack.
Some crack? You want to get some crack? Okay, that sounds good.
I don't care if we never get back.
Let me root for the home team.
Yeah, what's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? We're talking about Major League Baseball. At the end of September, the playoffs will start. They have 10 more games in the major leagues before the playoffs start. So right now, the teams in the American League and in the National League are jockeying for position. They're trying to get into the position so they can qualify for the playoffs. So right now, in the American League, the top 5 teams are as follows. The Houston Astros are in first place. The New York Yankees are in second place. The Toronto Blue Jays are in third place. And the Cleveland Guardians are in fourth place. And the Tampa Bay Devil Rays are in fifth place. And that's the top 5 teams in the American League. Now, let's talk about the National League. The National League is still jockeying for position. They have teams that are adjusting their position, getting ready for the playoffs. And each of those teams basically have 10 games left in the season before they can qualify for the playoffs. So right now, the standing for the top 5 teams in the National League are as follows. The Los Angeles Dodgers are in first place. The New York Mets are in second place. The Atlanta Braves are in third place. The San Diego Padres are in fourth place. And the St. Louis Cardinals are in fifth place, and that's the top 5 teams in the National League. And so that's G-Money's Major League Baseball sports report. Now, let's talk about the NFL. We had week number 3 that we just finished. So let's go over the breakdown and the National Football League right now. So this is G-Money's NFL Sports Report.
Hey,
alrighty then. Hey, what's up, DJ? How you doing today?
Doing all right. So as
see
you know,
my
last Thursday night.
Go ahead. Last Thursday, game 1 of week number 3.
As you know, last Thursday night, the Cleveland Browns beat the Pittsburgh Steelers 29-17. On Sunday, game number 2, the Miami Dolphins beat the Buffalo Bills 21-19. You bet on Bills and over, and it was Dolphins and under.
Okay, so I won on Thursday night, and then on first game on Sunday, I lost. So I'm 1-1 going into week number 3. Okay, so what about game number 3 on Sunday?
Game number 3, the Cincinnati Bengals beat the New York Jets 27-12. You bet on Bengals and under. It was Bengals and under.
All right. Well, that's a win for G-Money. That's 2-1. I'm 2-1 going into week number 3. All right. What about game number 4?
The Tennessee Titans beat the Las Vegas Raiders 24-22. You bet on Titans and under, and it was Titans but over.
Okay, well, I'm 2-1, so now I'm 2-2 in week number 3. That's a loss for G Money. I bet on the Raiders, and the Raiders lost. Okay, so I'm 2-2 going into week into game number 5.
Actually, you bet on the Titans, so you're 3-1.
I bet on the Titans to beat the Raiders?
Yep. You bet on Titans and under, and it was Titans and over.
Oh, okay. I thought I had given the Raiders another chance. But okay, if I bet on the Titans, then I'm a winner. So that means I'm 3-1. Okay, let's go to game number 5.
Game number 5, the Carolina Panthers beat the New Orleans Saints 22-14. You bet on Saints and under, but it was Panthers and under.
Oh, okay. Well, that's a loss for G Money. So that means I'm 3-2 now. Let's go to game number 6.
Game number 6, the Baltimore Ravens beat the New England Patriots 37-26. You bet on Ravens and over, and it was Ravens and over.
All righty. That's another win for G Money. So that means, is that 4-3?
4-2.
Four and two. All right. It's 4-2 for G Money. Listen, people, because I'm winning this week. All right, 4-2. So let's go to game number 7.
Game number 7 is another winner for G Money. The Minnesota Vikings beat the Detroit Lions 28-24. You bet on Vikings and under, and it was Vikings and under, bringing you to 5-2.
All right, that's another win for G Money. A uh-oh, people, I'm getting my winning streak going. All right, 5-2. So let's go to game number 8.
Game number 8, the Philadelphia Eagles beat the Washington Commanders 24-8. You bet on Eagles and over, and it was Eagles but under. That's bringing you to 6-2.
All right. G-Money wins again. That's 6-2. All right. Let's go to game number 9.
Game number 9, the Indianapolis Colts beat the Kansas City Chiefs 2017. You bet on Chiefs and over, and it was Colts and under. So that makes it 6-3.
Oh, that was a loss for G-Money. I can't believe the Indianapolis Colts beat the Kansas City Chiefs. Oh, I have to look on the Indianapolis Colts as a different squad now that they beat the best team in the AFC. So, all right, I'm going to have to keep an eye on the Indianapolis Colts from now on. All right. So what is that? 6-3?
6-3.
All right. What about game number 10?
Game number 10, the Chicago Bears beat the Houston Texans 23-20, a close game. You bet on Bears and under, and it was Bears, but oh, bringing your total to 7-3.
All right, 7-3. I'm winning. That's another win for G-Money. 7-3. Okay, let's go to game number 11.
Game number 11, Jacksonville Jaguars beat the L.A. Chargers 38-10. You bet on Chargers and over, and it was Jaguars and over. That brings your total to, what, 8-4?
7-4.
7-4. 7-4.
Yeah. All right. Well, I can't believe that Jacksonville actually beat the Chargers, but I found out the Chargers had a lot of injuries. Their whole offensive front line was hurt. And their quarterback was hurt. And the running back was hurt. So they had a lot of injuries on that Los Angeles Chargers team, and that's why they didn't play well. So we're going to have to keep an eye on the Chargers and see if they're going to get better as the season goes on. All right, so that's 7-4 for G-Money. Okay, let's go to game number 12.
Game number 12, the LA Rams beat the Arizona Cardinals 20-12. You bet on Rams and under, and it was Rams and under, bringing your total to 8-4.
All right, that's another win for G-Money. Uh-oh, that's 8-4. I'm doing well this week in week number 3. All right, what about game number 13, is it?
Yep, game number 13, the Green Bay Packers beat the Tampa Bay Buccaneers 14-12. You bet on Buccaneers and over. And it was Packers and over, bringing the mid total to 8-5.
8-5. What was the score of that game? Tampa Bay and Green Bay?
12.
It was at least 14-12. Wow, that was a low-scoring game. I couldn't believe that Tom Brady couldn't get his offense together. And Aaron Rodgers didn't get his offense going anywhere. So, wow, that's interesting. I'm going to have to keep an eye on those two teams, Tampa Bay and Green Bay. They may not be the top teams in their division after all. Okay, so what is that, 8-4?
Yep, That was game number 13. So that makes
it
8-5.
So it was 8-5. 8-5. Okay.
Game number 14, the Atlanta Falcons beat the Seattle Seahawks 27-23, another close game. You bet on Falcons and over, and it was Falcons and over, bringing your total to 9-5.
I'd bet on Atlanta. I didn't bet on Seattle to win. Oh, Atlanta was playing at home, right?
Right. And they gave the Falcons 10.5 points. And you picked Seahawks, and then you were like, no, I'm going to change it, and you picked the Falcons.
Yeah, I took 10 points. All right. Well, that's a win for G-Money. That's 9-4. All right. Let's go to game number 14.
That was game number 14, so you're 9-5 going into game number 15.
Okay. All right.
Game number 15, the Denver Broncos beat the San Francisco 49ers 11-10. It was a really close battle down to the last 2 seconds of the game. You bet on Broncos and over, and it was Broncos but under, bringing your total to, I think, 10 wins and 5 losses.
Yeah, all right. That's another win for G-Money. Boy, these teams that I'm thinking are supposed to score a lot of points haven't been winning by it very much. They've been just barely squeaking by. That means the teams that's losing aren't scoring enough points at all. I wonder what's going on with their offense, because it's not a defensive battle. It's just the teams aren't scoring that many points. So, well, that's all right. That makes me 11-4. 11-5.
10-5.
10-5. Okay. 10-5. Oh, game number 16. That'll probably be tonight, Monday Night Football, right?
That's right. It's the Dallas Cowboys playing the New York Giants in New York. They're giving the Cowboys 1 point. You bet on Giants and under.
Yeah, I'm sure the Giants will win this game because Dallas has no quarterback, and their running backs are hurting, and their defensive line is hurting. So I don't think Dallas will stand a chance. And I'm thinking that the Giants have been playing really good, so they're going to be up for tonight's game. Because they're undefeated in the season. They're 3-0 right now, I think. So, all right, I'm taking the Giants under, because neither one of them is going to score a lot of points. Not like they're predicted. So, Giants and under for the win. And the other game tonight, they have another game.
No, that's game number 16. That's it.
Okay. Well, that's it for NFL football on G-Money Sports Report today. On Monday, September 26, 2022. All right. Well, let's take a commercial break, and we'll be back with some more of the show and some music.
When I was younger, living in South Central L.A., we used to go up to Horace Mann Junior High School and play basketball in the gym. And then one day we went up there and they were having a two-on-two basketball tournament. So me and my buddy, Warren, we signed up to play as a two-man team. And I was the shooter, and he was a little taller than me, and he would grab all the rebounds and push the ball out to me, and I would dribble around, and then I'd do a jump shot, and I would score. And we kept playing like that through the tournament, and we ended up winning the tournament, and we got $100. And so we went to Jack in the Box.
And I was a photographer. I had a portable studio that I used to carry with me, and I'd go to different nightclubs, and I would take pictures of people. And, well, I had gone to this club in Long Beach, and I took my pictures that night, and at 2 o'clock, I packed up all my equipment, and I went inside at the bus stop waiting for my ride to go home. Well, these two girls walked by me, and they stopped, and they started flirting with me.
Oh, okay. That sounds good. Oh, yeah, can we? Yeah, okay. I'll go with y'all to your house.
One girl was tall and dark-skinned, and the other girl was light-skinned. She either was Creole or she was Mexican, but she was beautiful. And they were like, what's up, baby? What you doing? And I said, I'm waiting on the bus, but my ride doesn't come until 6 o'clock in the morning. And they said, well, why don't you come with us? We got a house, and you can keep us company. And one of the girls said, well, I got some weed. And the other girl said, I got some cognac. And I said, oh, cognac and weed? Yeah, okay. I'll go with y'all to your house.
Oh, okay. That sounds good. Oh, yeah, can we? Yeah, okay. I'll go with y'all to your house.
So we get to the house. The light-skinned girl was sitting next to me. So she gets up, and she goes and pours me a glass of cognac. And then she sits down on the seat, and she pulls out the cigar box, and she rolls me a joint. And I'm smoking the joint, and I'm passing it to her, and she's like, I don't smoke. And I go to pass it to the guy on the sofa on the other side, and he says, I don't smoke either. So then I pass it to the other girl that walked in with her, and she says, she doesn't smoke. And I go, okay, so I guess I'm the only one smoking.
Oh, okay, that sounds good. Oh, yeah, I can read. Yeah, okay, I'll go with y'all to your house.
And I was like, look, I'm not scared to mess around with you guys. So, you know, I ain't going to really do nothing. And the girl says, well, we're not real women anyway. And I said, you're not women? I said, what does that mean? She says, well, we're really men. And we just dress like women because we go and we turn tricks on the street. And I said, you're not women? And she says, no, we're not. And I said, oh, okay, that sounds good. So I'm sitting in the room with these people, right?
Oh, okay, that sounds good. Oh, yeah, can we? Yeah, okay, I'll go with y'all to your house.
And so I'm sitting there, and I'm drinking my Calabria, and I'm smoking my weed. And when I look up on my watch, it's 5:30. And I finished smoking my weed, and I drank the other glass of Calafia. And I go to the door, I pack my stuff, and I walk out the door. And the little light skinned one walks me downstairs. And I say, well, I'll see you later. And she says, well, you can come back and visit anytime since you know where we are. And I said, okay, I'll remember that.
Oh, okay. That sounds good. Oh, yeah, can we? Yeah, okay. I'll go with y'all to your house.
How come you didn't leave?
Because I was waiting for my bus to come.
So you didn't mind the environment?
No, it was something that I didn't anticipate, but they like, it's a new thing. I've seen it before.
You've seen men have sex before?
Yeah, I've been around the block, man. Shooting at me, so I hit the ground. And they're shooting, and they're shooting, and I'm on the ground under a car, and I'm crawling down the street under the car, and I look out, and I see a bunch of white boys coming down the street the other way, and they got shotguns, they got 12 gauges, they got 9 millimeters, they're just blasting. Blam, 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 and they're shooting back at the Mexicans, and they're shooting at each other, and they're blasting, and I'm in the middle of the shootout, and I'm on the street, on the ground, and I'm under the cars, and I'm like, oh, my God, what do I do? I'm not trying to get shot. I ain't in no gang. I'm just trying to get to the party. And I'm standing out there, and I'm under the car, and I'm crawling under the cars. But I noticed that they're on one side of the street. We have a store, gmoney.com, where you can buy all kind of G-Money products, everything, from towels to blankets, from cups to shot glasses, from T-shirts to baseball caps, and from beanies to hoodies. Yes, we have it all. So just put in your order, and you'll get it with the G, with the $3 sign. That's G Money. That's my symbol, and that's my brand. G with $3 signs is the symbol that you want to look for. And we have in the contest to see who can have the most G-Money products in their room. So take a picture of yourself with all your G-Money gear and send it to us, and we'll put you on the Internet and make you famous on YouTube. My comedy album is going to be a big hit, so get your checkbooks ready, get your credit cards ready, and order the comedy album, so that you can have big laughs at your house.
Ladies and gentlemen, may I have your attention? Would you like to make a lot of money? Would you like to increase your wealth? Would you like to be rich? Would you like to increase your personal net worth? Well, you need to join G Money's wealth building team. Join Team We Believe. That's right. You can join the team by going to Gregory G. Money Girard's Facebook page or go to Storytime with G. Money and sign up with GS Partners and join the wealth building team. That's right. We're building wealth in the community all over the world. So all you have to do, sign up and become a member of GS Partners Wealth Building Situation. And you can start collecting G999 coins. The more coins you own, the more money you can make. And the more money you make, the richer you can be. You can increase your personal wealth by millions of dollars. So contact G Money's radio show and listen to the daily report on the value of the G999 coin for your net worthing pleasure. The more coins you own, the more money you'll make. So join Team We Believe. You can be rich.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
Yeah, what's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I'm hosting Gregory's Stories. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I'm broadcasting on 7 continents so that everybody can pull up the radio show and listen to the activities I'm talking about. I have the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year for 2022. So welcome, everybody, to Gregory's Stories. Well, I'm G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I have a couple of short stories to share with you today. There were two young boys that grew up playing baseball. They played in elementary school at the park, and then when they went to junior high school, they played at the park, and then when they went to high school, they played on the high school team. And then when they went to college, they went to 2 different colleges. But when they graduated, they started raising a family. But they would always get together and go to the home team's baseball game when the home team of the city they were living in, when it was playing at home, they would go to the home games and always watch the baseball game. So as they got older, they were going to watch the games every week or every month when the games were in town. And they decided that they wanted to make an agreement with each other to whoever dies first, find a way to come back and let the other person know that there's baseball in heaven. Because both of them wanted to really know if they had baseball in heaven. After you die, can you watch baseball? Can you play baseball? So they shook hands and they agreed on that. And so as they got older, one of them's name was Mark and one of them's name was Brian. And they got older and they were going to all of the home games in the city that they were living in, and they were taking their family to the games. And then one day Mark died. And so David was kind of upset about the fact that he lost his best friend. And he was still going to baseball games, but it was kind of different because his buddy wasn't there. So one day he was sitting in his house late at night and he wasn't able to sleep because there was a storm going on in his neighborhood and the wind was blowing and the windows were rattling and the curtains in his room were blowing all over the place and he just couldn't sleep and he was sitting up and then he heard some spooky sound in his room. And he sat up and he was curious to know what the sounds were. And he said, "Mark, is that you?" And Mark said, "Of course it's me. who would be coming to visit you with this storm going on outside and this bad weather all over? And then David said, well, that's good. Are you coming to give me some good news about baseball in heaven? And he said, yeah, I'm coming to give you some news. I got some good news, and I got some bad news. And the guy said, oh, okay. He said, so which news do you want first, the good news or the bad news? Well, he said, give me the good news first. And he said, okay, the good news is, yes, they have baseball in heaven. And it's a lot of people playing baseball in heaven. And David was like very happy that Michael and Mark had come and told him that there was baseball in heaven. He said, all right, well, thank you for the information. That makes me happy. He said, so I guess now you can tell me the bad news. What's the bad news, Mark? And Mark said, well, the bad news is you're pitching next week. I'm G-Money, the pimp comic. And if you didn't know, now you know. All right. There were three men stranded on a desert island. And they had been on the island for a while. And they were entertaining themselves. And one of them looked out in the ocean and saw a bottle bobbing up and down in the ocean as it was in the water, but it was coming close to the shore. So one guy jumped up and ran out to the shoreline, and he went in the water and he got the bottle. And he was cleaning the bottle up as he was walking back onto the shore, onto the sand, to go back over to where his friends were. And the genie popped out of the bottle. And the genie said, for releasing me from my prison in this bottle, I'll grant you three wishes. And he said, oh, okay, that sounds good. He said, so what wish would you like? And he said, man, I want to get a brand new car, and I want to go home to my house where my wife is. And the genie snapped his fingers, and the man was gone. And then he walked over to the where the other two men were sitting on the sand by a rock. And he told them, he said, you have two wishes left. And one of the men said, okay, my turn. So he said, I want a wish for a brand new house. I want two brand new cars. And I want all of my kids to be at my house when I get back. And I want my wife there. And I want her to be happy to see me. And the genie snapped his fingers, and the other man was gone. And so it was just one man left, and the genie walked up to him and said, well, there's one wish left, so you have one wish that you can make that I will grant you at this time. And the man said, well, I don't really know what I want. I haven't really been thinking about any wishes. And so the genie said, okay, well, take your time. You don't have to have your wish right now. I'm not going anywhere. So I'm here with you until you decide you want to grant your, you want to wish, make your wish, and I'll grant it for you. And the man said, okay, that sounds good. So he was walking around the island, and the genie was walking with him. and they just went from side to side in the island, and he was walking, and every now and then the genie would ask him, hey, have you thought about a wish yet? And the man was like, no, I haven't thought about a wish. I don't know what I want to wish for, so I'm still thinking. And the genie said, oh, that's okay. Take your time. I'm in no hurry. I'm not going anywhere anytime soon. So take your time. And the man was walking around, and the genie was following behind him everywhere the man went. And then the genie asked him again, have you made a wish yet? Would you like to wish for something? And the man said, no, I still haven't come up with a wish that I want to wish for. And the genie said, oh, that's okay. Take your time. I'm not going anywhere. It's no rush, no hurry. I will be here when you come up with your wish. And the man said, thank you. And he was just walking around on the island, and he was doing different stuff. And then all of a sudden he said, man, I wish my friends were here. I feel kind of lonely without all of my friends here. I kind of wish they were back here on the island with me so that I wouldn't be so lonely. And the genie said, that's your third wish. And he snapped his fingers, and all three men were back on the island again. And the moral of the story is, be careful what you wish for, because you may get it. I'm G Money, the pimp comic. And if you didn't know, now you know. All right, I got another short story for you. There was a man that was riding across the county on his horse, and he was on his way to the other town in his county, and his horse stepped in a hole and broke his leg. So the man had to shoot his horse to get him out of his pain, and he buried the horse, and then he took his saddle off and he put it around his shoulders. And he walked with the saddle on his back, and he walked to the next town. But before he got to the town, he passed a ranch, and he walked over to the ranch, and he was looking for the ranch owner that lived at the ranch. And he was walking around, and he found the rancher. And he said, hey, I'm a cowboy, but my horse broke his leg, and I had to shoot him, and I had to bury him. So now I'm looking to buy another horse because I'm riding into town, and I need some transportation. And the rancher said, well, I only have one horse here. I don't have a horse that I think you'll want, because the horse I have here, he no look so good. And the cowboy said, what? You have a horse, but he don't look so good? Well, let me see the horse and let me decide if he looks good or not. And the rancher says, okay. And he took the man to the stable, and he showed him the horse. And the cowboy looked at the horse and said, hey, this is a pretty good horse. He's in good shape. He has a long mane, and he has a furry hair on his tail. Oh, he looks really good. I think you just need to brush him, and then you could put my saddle on him, and I can ride him into town. And the rancher was like, are you sure? He's like, yeah, I think this horse looks fine enough for me to ride into town. And he said, okay. He said, well, how much do you want for your horse? You want $1,000? And he said, nah, that's too much. He said, well, do you want $100? He said, nah, that's too much. He said, do you want $50? He said, nah, that's too much. And he said, well, what do you want, $25 for your horse? And the man said, yeah, $25 would be about right. I can make that deal with you. And the cowboy said, okay, I'll take the horse for $25. Just brush him and put my saddle on him, and then I'll ride him into town. And so the man brushed him really good, and he put his saddle on him, and then the man paid him $25, and he got on the horse, and he said, okay, I'll see you later. I'm going to ride the horse into town. And he rode the horse, riding it off of the ranch, and the horse ran into the fence and threw the off of the horse. And the man hit the ground and got up, and he said, oh, this rancher sold me a blind horse. This horse is blind. He can't even see. He just ran into the fence and threw me off the horse. And he said, I'm going to take him back and get my money back because he sold me a blind horse. And the man went back and found the rancher. And he said, hey, I was riding this horse off of the ranch, and he ran into the fence. I don't want this horse. You sold me a blind horse. And the rancher said, no, he's not blind. I told you he no look so good. I'm G Money, the pimp coming. And if you didn't know, now you know. All right. Well, let's play a song. DJ Papa D, let's play 65 is where I reside. 65 is where I reside. And we'll be back for more of the show for a story in a minute.
When I was a kid, like eighth grade, growing up in L.A., I would get on the bus, and I would catch the bus on Western, and I would go to Hollywood, and I'd go to the movies in Hollywood. I'd go to Grauman's Chinese Theater to watch all of the new movies coming out. And one day, I got off on Hollywood Boulevard, and I was walking down the street, and I ran into a hooker on the street. And she liked me. She thought I was nice. And she said, hey, I want you to come with me to meet one of my bosses. And I was like, really? Meet your boss? And she said, yeah. And I said, okay.
Six five is where I reside. I woke up Friday morning, rise and shine. I got dressed and went outside to my Mustang 65. That's my ride, and I rode on. I went to Long Beach. I was walking on the strand. I saw this beautiful girl, sun tanning in the sand. She has yellow skin, and she looked so fine. She blew my mind. So I walked up to her, and to my surprise, she had slanted eyes. I asked her where she's from, and she said Japan. to come to America because it's a free land. Ooh-wee, I agree with you, girl. I want to take you to South Central L.A. Come with me to my Mustang 65. That's my ride. And we rode off. We went to South Central L.A. to 65. That's where I reside. 65 is where I reside. 60, I want the girls to know. 65 is where I reside. We walked in the door and went to the bedroom. We acted like a bride and groom. Ooh wee, the girl was so fine. She blew my mind. She started screaming and hollering all night long. She let me know that I couldn't do no wrong. In the morning, rise and shine, we got up, got dressed, and went outside to my Mustang 65. That's my ride. And we rolled off. I took her to a Japanese restaurant, Yoshinoya Beach Bowl. We walked in the door and went to the counter. We ordered our food, and I went and sat down at a table at a booth. The Asian women looked at me and smiled. Then they bowed at me, and I bowed back. Then they bowed at me again, because they knew I was the Mac. Then my friend brought the food to my table and asked me if there's anything else that I wanted. And I said, no, girl, just sit down and eat. So we ate the food, had a good time. And she said, I got to go, because my sister's going to be looking for me. And I said, yeah, that's right. So we got up and walked outside to my Mustang 65. That's my ride. And we rolled out. We went back to Long Beach. I dropped her off on the strand. I kissed her in the mouth and I said I had a good time. She said she did too. We got to do this again real soon. And I rolled off. I rolled into Compton. I was riding through the hood. I went down the street and I saw this beautiful black girl. She was shining like the seal. Ooh wee, the girl was so fine. She blew my mind. I walked up to her and asked her her name, and she said, I'm Darlene, the Black Queen. And I said, you're right. I want to take you to South Central L.A., so come with me to my Mustang 65. That's my ride. And we rolled on. We got to South Central L.A. The 65 is where I reside. 65 is where I reside. 60, I want the girls to know 65 is where I reside. We walked in the door and went to the bedroom. We got on the bed and we acted like newlyweds. Ooh wee, the girl was so fine. Blew my mind. She started screaming and hollering all night long. She let me know that I couldn't do no wrong. In the morning, rise and shine, we got up, got dressed, and went outside to my Mustang 65. That's my ride. And we rolled off. I took her back to Compton, driving through the hood. I took her to the street and I dropped her off, kissed her in the mouth, and I said I had a good time. She said she did too. We got to do this again real soon. And I rolled off. I went to Manhattan Beach. I was walking on the strand. I saw this beautiful white girl sun tanning in the sand. She had long blonde hair and her skin was white as snow. So I walked to her and asked her what she did. And she said she did hair. And she taught school. I said, ooh, me too. I want to take you to South Central L.A. So come with me to my Mustang 65. That's my ride. And we rolled on. Took her to South Central L.A. to 65. That's where I reside. 65 is where I reside. 60, I want the girls to know 65 is where I reside. So we walked in the door and she laid on the floor and we started humping like I never humped before. Ooh wee, the girl was so fine. Her blonde hair was waving all around all the time. She screamed and hollered all night long. She let me know that I could do no wrong. In the morning, rise and shine. We got up, got dressed, and went outside to my Mustang 65. That's my ride. And we rolled on. I took her back to Manhattan Beach. I dropped her off on the strand. I kissed her in the mouth and I said I had a good time. I had a good time. She said she did too. I wanted. We got to do this again real soon. And I rolled off. I went back to South Central LA to 65. That's where I reside. 65. Is where I reside. 60, I want the girls to know 65 is where I reside. I walked in the door with a big smile on my face. I had a good time this weekend in the place. I had a good time this weekend in this place. 65 is where I reside. I'm D Money, the pimp counter. If you don't know, you better ask somebody. I'm D Money, the pimp counter. I rock and roll with a whole lot of soul. I'm D Money, the pimp counter. If you don't know, now you know.
Was Strongbow,
and I got a chance to meet a lot of kids, and I learned how to cook and how to fish, and I learned how to make kites, and I learned how to tie knots. I was really good at being an Indian scout, and we didn't wear any Indian clothes. We wore our regular clothes, but my headband was really cool, and I had one feather in my headband, and my dad had like six feathers in his headband because he was the chief of our tribe. So I had a good time. And we looked up, and the blunt had gone all the way to the top of the arena.
Big Mouth Productions and G-House Media presents.
I hate being wet. In fact, I get mad when I got to take a shower.
The one you've been waiting for.
And when we finish with the front side, I'll turn you over and do the back.
G-Money, the teacher from the streets.
And I was like a DUI. How did I get a DUI?
G-Money, the pimp comic.
I like crack. Boy, crack is the shit.
You don't want to sleep on this one.
I had been drinking, so I was feeling no pain, and I was driving.
G-Money, the pimp comic and teacher from the streets, coming soon to a liquor store near you. You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
Yo, what's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G Money, the pimp comic, and I'm hosting Gregory's Stories. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I'm broadcasting on 7 continents so that everybody can pull up the radio show and listen to the activities I'm talking about. I got the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year for 2022. So welcome to Gregory's Story. Well, I'm G Money, the pimp comic, and I have a story to share with you today. When I was going to elementary school, I was going to a Catholic elementary school from first to the eighth grade. But when I got to the third grade, I was eligible to play in the sports program. So I started playing flag football with the Catholic school team. And then I played basketball on the Catholic school team. And I played baseball on the Catholic school team. And I was also playing sports in the YMCA. I played flag football in the Y, and then I played basketball with the Y, and I was playing softball with the Y. So I was learning how to play all the different sports, and I became a pretty good athlete. But when I was with the Catholic School League, I was playing with eighth graders and seventh graders and sixth graders and fifth graders, and fourth graders. But I made the team because the coach liked my enthusiasm
he liked my hustle, and I was really fast. So when we were running sprints, I was really fast running the sprints back and forth, and I had a lot of hustle, and I had a lot of aggression playing the sport. And so my coaches all liked me because I was young, but I was really energetic about playing ball. And I would play every sport because that's how I was. If whatever sport ended, the next sport would begin. And I would just go out and play on the team of the new sport. And each time in my Catholic school, I had to try out for the team. And I would try out and I would make the team because the coach really liked my enthusiasm. He liked my team play and he liked my aggression. Now, when I was in the third grade, I was playing with fourth graders and fifth graders and sixth graders and seventh graders and eighth graders. I was playing with kids that were way older than me, and they were bigger than me. But because I was really aggressive, and I wasn't scared of running for the ball or trying to mix it up with the team, with the players on the team, and mixing it up with the other players that we were playing with, my coach let me play on the team. And I didn't start when I was younger because I was really too short to be playing basketball with eighth graders and seventh graders and sixth graders and fifth graders and fourth graders. I was tall, but I wasn't tall enough to be playing with these big kids. But my coach let me get on the team because I had a lot of energy. And I was really enthusiastic about playing the game. So our uniforms were really nice. I was getting dressed up with a special uniform when I was playing with the Catholic school elementary team. I would wear long white socks that came up to my knees, and I would have red and blue stripes on my socks, and then I was wearing Converse. I had Converse, Chuck Norris Converse that I'd be wearing, and the Converse would be all white, but I would have red and blue shoestrings in my Converse, and I was wearing brand new Converse to play basketball in. Now, I didn't wear the Converse every day, because I had regular shoes to wear every day. But when it was basketball time, I would put my Converse on with my white socks that had the red and blue ring on them. And then I would put on my red and blue shoestrings in my white Converse. And so I was dressed up really nice from the bottom to the top. And we had uniforms. We had tank tops. We had red tank top jerseys on our basketball uniform. And it was red, and it had a white stripe down the side, and it had a white ring around the collar. But the jersey was red. And on the front of the jersey, it said St. Anselm. It had a S-T, and then it had a A-N-S-E-L-M for St. Anselm. And that was the elementary school that I went to. And so our uniforms had the name of the school on the front of the jersey. And then we had some short shorts that were today would be like Daisy Dukes because they were really short. And as we got older, we wore longer shorts. But at that time, I was a third or fourth grader. We had little shorts, and it looked really short. I mean, we were playing in really short shorts, and the shorts were red, and they had a white stripe down the side, and they had a red stripe around the waistband of the shorts. So we had red shorts with the white stripe on the side and a white stripe around the waistband. And then we had a tank top red shirt with St. Anselm's across the front of the shirt. And then it had a white collar on the shirt. And we had a white stripe down the side of the jersey. And that was our uniform. And every year when I played, I went out for the team, and my coach let me join the team every year, even though every year I was getting bigger, I was getting taller, but I still had the same aggression to play, and I was still really hyper about playing, and I was a good team player. Now, basketball, I wasn't really a good shooter, so that wasn't a good sport for me to claim my fame in playing basketball, because I couldn't really shoot. I could dribble real good with my left hand and my right hand. I could dribble around my back, and I could dribble between my legs. So I could dribble really good, and I could play defense. If we were playing man-to-man defense, then I could play defense against the man that I was supposed to be guarding. And if I was playing, we were playing a zone, then I would be in my zone, and I would be guarding against the players that were coming to my zone. So I was playing defense really well. And if players tried to shoot the ball, I could jump up and try to block their shot. Or if they were passing the ball to other players, I could try to intercept the pass. And when they were shooting the ball at their basket, I would go to the basket. I would hit the basket with force. I would crash the board, like they say in basketball. I would crash the board. And even though I was shorter than a lot of the people that were jumping for rebounds, I would still crash the board and try to grab the rebound. And because I knew how to position myself against the backboard, or for the ball coming off of the rim, I would be able to judge the ball coming off of the rim, and I would be able to jump up and grab the rebound, and I would be able to get the ball, and I could start dribbling away from the basket, and then I would pass the ball to my teammate who was open down on our end of the basket. And they would shoot the ball and make the points. So I was very unselfish with doing the basketball path. I was a team player, and my coach liked the fact that I was a team player. And so he let me join the team every year until I was playing with kids my age that were in my classroom. When I got to be in the sixth grade and in the seventh grade and in the eighth grade, I was playing with kids my size. And in my school, I only had like three guys that were bigger than me, and they played on my team, which was good because I was playing as a guard. I was dribbling the ball down I didn't really shoot a whole lot because I wasn't confident in my shot, and I couldn't really make a layup because I would always try to lay the ball up and I would bounce it off of the rim. So I wasn't a good shooter. So basketball wasn't my best sport, but I was really good at playing ball. And every year I would go out for the basketball team and I would play on the team at my school. Now, during the same time, I was playing basketball Monday through Friday. And then on Saturday, I would be playing in the YMCA. And at that time, I was playing with kids my age or a little older, and I was still aggressive at playing the game. I would go to the backboard, and I would grab for rebounds, and I would dribble the ball out, and I would pass it to my teammates so they could get some open shots and they could score. And my coach really liked my aggressive behavior, so he didn't have a problem putting me on the team. I didn't start as a player until I was older because I wasn't tall like the rest of the guys on my team. I was still a short kid because I was younger than everybody I was playing with. But I was aggressive, and I had inspiration, and I was jumping for the ball. I was crashing the board, and I had no fear of going for rebounds in the game. So every year, my coach would let me join the team. He didn't cut me like he did some people. He cut some people that were playing that were trying out for the team, but they didn't have what it took to be a team player. They couldn't dribble the ball. They didn't know how to play defense. They were not aggressive as I was, but I still tried to shoot the ball, even though I didn't make very many shots. I would still be able to dribble the ball up court and pass it to my teammates, and they would be able to shoot and score. So we were winning a lot of games because we had the right attitude. Now, I played in the YMCA, and we had jerseys. We didn't have tank tops like we did in my Catholic school league, but we had jerseys that said the name of our team, and I don't remember the name of my team at the time. It could have been the Lakers, or it could have been the Rockets, or it could have been the Heat, or it could have been the 76ers. I don't know who the team was, but we had colored jerseys that we played in, and we had shorts that matched our jersey. So we had a team uniform, and then we had socks, and I always wore long white socks, tube socks, that went all the way up to my knees, and I wore the tube socks and always wore my Converse tennis shoes to play basketball in because those were my basketball shoes. And I had other shoes that I wore around the house and I wore in the neighborhood when I was going outside to play. But my Converse were my sports shoes. And those were the shoes that I wore to play basketball. And so that's what I wore. Every year, I got a brand new pair of Converse All-Stars to play basketball every year on my basketball team. And when I was playing at St. Anselm's, we had red and white uniforms where I had red and blue shoestrings in my shoes, and I had red and white uniforms. And when we only had one uniform, we only played with one uniform. We didn't have a change of uniforms to be able to play. When we went away to play at different Catholic school elementaries, like we played at St. Albert the Great, we played at St. Eugene's, we played at St. John's, we played at Transfiguration, we played at St. Bernadette. Yeah, we played at all of these different schools, and all of them had different colored uniforms. So we would go in with our red uniform, and we'd play against these other schools that, like, had different color uniforms. St. John was green. St. Eugene was blue. Transfiguration was burgundy. St. Albert the Great was, what color was St. Albert the Great? I think they were like a royal blue, because St. Eugene was a navy blue, and St. Albert the Great was like a royal blue. And St. Bernadette's might have been a off-red color. So we all had different colors for our uniforms. And every year, I got a new uniform to play in because I got bigger each year, and they gave me a new uniform that was bigger than the uniform I had worn the year before. And I got a different number every year. I started off wearing 17, and I tried to keep 17 every year, but I didn't get to keep 17 because as the uniforms got newer and were better material, then they were made, and they had different numbers on them. So I didn't always get to keep 17. Sometimes I wore 22. Sometimes I wore 25. But those were my numbers when I played basketball. And I tried to keep them when I played football, too, but it wasn't always possible. But, yeah, I had a good time playing basketball. And because I played basketball every year, I went up from grade to grade. I was playing with some guys that were my size as I got to the sixth grade and to the seventh grade and to the eighth grade. I was playing with guys that were in my classroom because the Catholic school team, we didn't get a lot of new players every year. We got the same players that joined the school, and they just stayed in the school every year. They just moved up to a different grade. So we had the same players every year. So as I got older, I got taller, and I started playing with some bigger kids. And we ended up having some guys on my team that were like 6'8". I had a buddy named Aaron Oliver that was 6'8". And his brother became one of our coaches. And we had a couple of other guys. I had a buddy named Joe Leon that was about 6'4". And he played pretty good. But he wasn't a great player, but he was okay. And then I had a buddy that name was Tony Hill, and he was about 6'3". So we had some tall guys on my team, but I was about 6'1" when I was playing in the eighth grade. And I was about 6'1" in the seventh grade, and maybe I was about 6 feet tall in the sixth grade. But I always had the same aggression and the same crash-the-board mentality, which made me a good basketball player, even though I couldn't really shoot a lot, but I could dribble real good with either hand. I could dribble between my legs and around my back, and I could pass the ball to my teammates real good, and I played really good in the YMCA because I played with the kids that were my size, and they were my age as I was getting older. then I was playing with older kids, and we got some bigger kids when I was playing in the Y. But it was all right because I was playing my position. I was a guard, and it was my job to bring the ball up court and to pass the ball to my teammates, and I was a team player. So I would pass the ball. I wouldn't really shoot a lot because I wasn't a good shooter, but I could dribble the ball. I could jump for rebounds. I could crash the board, and I played good defense. Yeah, I played good in the sport of basketball. And I played every year. And when I graduated from the eighth grade and I went to high school, I was playing on the ninth grade team at high school. I went out for the team, and I made the ninth grade team, the freshman team. And we had some real big guys that were on the freshman team. So I played with them. And I had some guys that were bigger than me, but I had some guys that were guards that were smaller than me. And they came out and played because they liked the game. One guy, he was a little short white guy named Jim Stanich, but he was short, but he liked playing on a team sport. So he came out and played, and he was a good runner, and he could jump real good. Because his father had jumped in the Olympics. His father was a high jumper in the Olympics. So he had inherited his father's jumping ability. Even though he was short, he couldn't jump and touch the rim. But he could jump for the rebound. And he tried to jump for the rebounds when the ball was in play. And it was our turn to try to grab the rebound, so we could pass the ball to our other teammates, and he was a good team player. So we played good together, and I had some 6'8" basketball players when I was in the ninth grade, and they played again in the 10th, 11th, and 12th grade. But my mother told me after I played in the ninth grade, she told me I had to take a break from playing all of my sports because it was time for me to concentrate on my studies. So I couldn't play all the sports like I had been playing. I had been playing 3 sports a year, and she told me that I couldn't play all 3 sports. After I got to the ninth grade, I had to take a break. And when I got to the 10th grade, so I just played football and baseball because those were my 2 favorite sports. And I was really good at playing football and baseball because I had been playing football and baseball since the 3rd grade, like I had been playing basketball since the 3rd grade. So I was a good athlete, and I really played really well. And my daddy had taken me to the park, and he taught me how to play football. He taught me how to play catch with the football and how to throw a football. And he taught me how to catch a baseball and how to throw a baseball and how to catch a ground ball. He even taught me how to hit a baseball. And I was learning how to hit a softball as well. So I was really good at growing up, and I played ball because I was really talented. So I played football, basketball, and baseball, and I became a good athlete. And when I got to high school, I played football, baseball, and basketball in the ninth grade. And then in the 10th grade, I didn't play basketball. I just played football and baseball. In the 11th grade, I went to Europe on a vacation, so I came back too late to play football for my 11th grade year. And then I didn't play any basketball, but my coach, I had a coach that didn't like me, so he cut me off of the baseball team, and that was the first year since third grade that I didn't play baseball. And I was really disappointed because I was really looking forward to really doing well and play baseball and become an all-star on my baseball team because I had good baseball players when I was playing. So we had a good all-star team. And then I played in the 12th grade. I played varsity football. I didn't play any basketball, but I played varsity baseball. And I became the captain of my baseball team. And my football team, I got to play a lot, but I wasn't a star on my football team because I hadn't played my 11th grade year. So the coaches really didn't know what I could do. I just happened to get in the game in the 12th grade when one of my teammates, one of my buddies, he suffered a family death, a death in his family, and he kind of gave up football. So I took his place on the team, and I played in his position. And that's what gave me the opportunity to be an all-star on the football team. And I excelled very much so. And my coach came to me at the end of the game and said, "Gerard, you played an excellent game. I'm so proud of you." And I was like, "Thank you, coach. But we lost." And he's like, "Well, sometimes you win, sometimes you lose. But you played an excellent game. I'm really proud of you." And I was like, "Yeah." And I was thinking to myself, if you had played me all year, I could have been a star all year long, instead of just being a star in the last two games of the season. But that was my report for my sports. I was an athlete all from the third grade to the 12th grade. I played ball, and I was pretty good at everything, even basketball, although I couldn't shoot in basketball. But I was a good player. I was aggressive. I crashed the board. I got rebounds. I could jump real good. So I had a good time. All right. Well, that's the end of my story. I hope you enjoyed my story. I played in the YMCA from the third grade to the eighth grade. And then I played in high school. And I didn't play anymore at the Y. I played in high school, and I had to start on my studies. So I only played in my Catholic high school. And that was the end of my sports. I played baseball in college. Oh, I wanted to say that. Yeah, I played baseball in the university when I went to UC Davis. University of California, Davis. I played baseball on the varsity baseball team. So that's the last time I played baseball until I graduated from college. And then I came and played semi-pro with some adult baseball league. I played 2 years, and then I went to work. And that's my story. Thank you for listening. Now, back to the radio show with some music and more of the show. Oh.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
Yeah, what's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I'm hosting Gregory's Story. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I'm broadcasting on 7 continents. So everybody around the world can pull up the radio show and listen to the activities I'm talking about. I got the best radio show on the planet. I'm the entertainer of the year for 2022. So welcome, everybody, to Gregory's Story. Okay, DJ Papa D, I think the clock on the wall says that's all. It's time for us to do the birthday celebrations, I think, unless we have some more of the show that we need to do right now.
Put another candle on my birthday cake. We're gonna bake a birthday cake. Put another candle on my birthday cake. I'm another year old today. I'm gonna have a party with my birthday cake.
All right, here are the birthdays for September 26, 2022. Happy birthday to Stacey Elaine. Happy birthday, Yetta Bonner. A tampon. Happy birthday to Eddie Oliphant. Happy birthday to Joy Fan. Happy birthday to Lisa Lyons. Happy birthday to Ed McLean. Happy birthday to Brad Lockett. Happy birthday to Earl L. Fillmore Jr. Happy birthday to Carrie Melodramatic Robinson. Happy birthday to Bob Pelletier. Happy, and last but not least, happy birthday to Q Vincent. And happy birthday to everyone else who's celebrating their birthday on September 26, 2022.
Well, all right. Well, happy birthday to everybody celebrating their birthday today on September 26, 2022. And I want to wish you guys blessings on your life, and know that God has given you life everlasting, and Jesus has died for your sin. So I know that you're living in the glory of our Lord and Savior, and you're living in the graciousness of our Lord Jesus Christ and our Lord God Almighty. So I want you to enjoy your life and enjoy your birthday, because today is your special day. And I want to wish you happy birthday to everybody. And I want to sing a birthday song to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday, happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you, and may you have many, many, many more birthdays in this lifetime and in life everlasting. Yes, may God bless you with the love and the blessings that the good Lord has given us for you to live your life in freedom. Amen. Yes, happy birthday, everybody. And now it's time for us to pray. Let us pray. Talking to you as Reverend G. Money, because I've read in the Bible that it says if two or more people come together in my name, I will be there. Well, I hope we had more than two people praying with me so that God could be in our midst and help us get through this situation, because only God can stop this virus, since we're not smart enough to stop it ourselves. So I want to take my platform, take my radio show, and I want to use this opportunity so that we can pray to God. I think we should have prayer, and all of the listeners can join me in prayer. And I pray that God gives me the words and the wisdom to say the right thing and gives me the knowledge to impress everybody with my wisdom and have the Holy Spirit bless me at this time. In the name of God the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, I pray to you that you come down and you dissolve this virus that's affecting everybody around the world. I ask that you stop the death and the dying, and you stop the machine guns and the killing on the planet, and you stop the burials and the wars that are going on the planet. I ask that you come in and you interrupt the devil for what he's trying to do to the earth. I ask that you stop the virus and slow down or eliminate all the deaths from the virus in the United States and around the world. I ask you, Lord, that you take control of the school district, so that they do the right thing, so that kids don't go to school and infect their teachers and infect other students with the virus, the ones that have the virus, or the ones that don't even know if they have the virus, but they're going to school and being in crowded classrooms anyway. Lord, I ask you to stop all the prejudice and all the gun violence in the world, that we can stop people from killing each other, that we can interrupt all of the hate and the prejudice on the planet, that we can stop the wars on the planet, and that we can live in peace and harmony, that black and white and Asians and Mexicans and Indians can all get along, because we're all in this place together and we are living for the purpose of trying to be good citizens. And we ask that you bless us with your graces and stop all of the violence and get rid of all of the evil that the devil is presenting to the planet. And you pray for our president, because we really didn't know what we were doing when we elected Donald Trump as president. He's really turning out to be an idiot. And we need to have some real leadership in this time of pandemic affairs. So I ask you, Lord, in the name of God,
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, I ask you to bless us and save us from all of the ignorance that's bestowed upon us on this planet. And I also want to pray that we get the cure for the virus. Lord Jesus, I ask you, since you are the Savior of the world, to continue to bless us and look over us and look after us as we are doing the best we can to exist on this planet together among each other. For thy is the kingdom, the power, and the glory is yours, now and forever. And in your name, I say, hallelujah, 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 Lord God on high. Amen.
Joining Gregory Girard on Blog Talk Radio. Gregory Stories is live on the air every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday at 3 p.m. Las Vegas time. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard, where you can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, leave a comment, and find him on social media. If you are a talented artist with original music, send your press kit and a sample of your original music to Gregory Girard at BigMouthGVGPromotions@gmail.com. If you're interested in becoming a sponsor, contact Gregory at BigMouthGVGPromotions@gmail.com. If you're interested in learning more about how you can help solve homelessness in Las Vegas, contact Gregory Girard at BigMouthGVGPromotions@gmail.com. Gregory Stories is produced by Big Nasty Records, a subsidiary of Big Nasty Promotions, LLC.